Gary Blair says, hey, he's got family to get there, too. He needs the money. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
What? He needs the money?
He needs the money.
What does that mean? Does he get a piece of the action on the planes going up there?
No, he gets a little piece of bonus for winning games. So he, he comments about that. He needs them to win so he can get his family up there.
All right, there.
Yeah.
I understand. That'll work out well. Boy, I got a story for you here, Chase, in just a little while. We're not going to do it right now. In the meantime, a U.S. American Air Force pilot who's retired says Britain's royal wedding is likely to be visited by UFOs.
Oh.
Well, there's just so much going on in that story.
There is. George Filer, he's a major, whose National UFO Center, of course, records about 1,000 UFO sightings per month. Does he have a quota, do you think? Said UFO sightings are...
Numbers are down for June.
Come on, let's get out there and roust them up. Said UFO sightings are common during events of national and international importance. The major says the craft seem to have an interest in anything important. They've been sighted recently over Libya and near the Japanese tsunami. He said RAF pilots have noticed an increase in UFO activity along the English Channel in the run-up to Prince William's April 29th wedding. Now, how would they know? Do they subscribe to the London Times? Do they have that downloaded into their jet email box or whatever? How do they know that that's what's going on? Just wondering about that. All right, U.S. Americans spend over $40 billion in tips every year.
In tips?
But are we getting better service for it? Not necessarily, according to Smart Money. What's more, our tips don't actually vary much with the level of service that we receive. While people claim in surveys they tip almost exclusively based on service, it's only partially correlated to bigger tips. So what's the secret to getting bigger tips?
Yeah, well, it's all part of the weight person, right? Yeah.
Enhanced lung capacity, apparently, correlated to that.
Seriously.
That's what I'm telling you.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
You mean how well they can sing? Is that what
I don't think that's what we're talking
Holding
about.
Holding their breath?
Yeah. That was a 2009 study.
Uh-huh.
A 2010 study in the
That's just unfair. I mean, you know.
Well, you know.
It's sexist, first off, you know.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. You're jumping to some conclusion. I said we're talking about increased lung capacity. I don't know where you're going.
Well, I said hold your breath, and you said no. Yeah. So I think it's pretty much narrowed down.
The 2010 study in the International Journal of Hospitality Management found that waitresses' use of makeup significantly increased their tips. And, of course, don't forget flair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You just want the minimum?
Yeah, really. Female servers can also increase...
We're not in Kansas anymore.
Yeah. No. Female servers can also increase their tips by drawing a smiley face on the back of the customer's checks. Oh, of course they can. Mm-hmm. Oh, please do.
I guess I'm complicated. Just get my order right. We'll start there.
Exactly. Yeah. I guess me too.
But, you know, if you have an I in your name, make that a heart.
Uh-huh.
Oh, absolutely.
If you'll do that.
Or a smiley face for the eye, yeah. for the dot on the eye.
And I'm just saying, by the way, male servers do not get the same response.
You do that,
response.
I will deduct so much.
They don't get the same response.
XXXOOO Brad.
Now,
I'm going to misinterpret that, Brad. Sorry.
Now, again.
I'm going to make sure my wife speaks to you as we leave.
Yeah.
Flattered but spoken for, Brad. Thank you.
There are certainly more female servers than there are male. But, I mean, this survey basically speaks to what can enhance the tip total for females.
Uh-huh.
They're not doing anything to help the males with that situation. And that's probably not right. That's not fair. They should have possibly some checkoff points, a punch list, if you will, for the male server before he heads out to the tables for the afternoon or works night. Hello, night's work. Hello.
Yeah, I hate to give a tip to those that show up with all that dingly stuff hanging all over their face. That doesn't make my meal very appetizing.
I understand. Yeah, I understand. That's and certainly
ask them to walk through a metal detector.
Managers of eating establishments, take that into consideration. I don't think there's...
Or get an MRI.
Yeah. Now, they didn't mention the idea of whether or not it helps if the hostess, or excuse me, if the wait person decides to sit down at the table with you.
with her increased lung capacity?
Yes. Yeah. To go ahead and take your order.
Squat at the end of the table.
After all, you're her favorite customer.
That's right.
That's right.
And she wants to know how your day's been.
Though you're from 700 miles away.
Right. Yeah, that's the two things that just drive me nuts. Number one, I'm fill in the blank. I'll be taking care of you. Really? I didn't realize I was an invalid.
I have on occasion said, I need the lawn mower.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
Start with washing my car then.
Yeah. It's in the lot. You can do it right now.
And then the other one is, so you guys having a good day today?
Yeah.
Time out, sweetheart. Whoa.
Yeah. You might not want the answer to that.
Let's be honest. Huh? You don't really care, do you?
That's right. And if I've had a really bad day, do you want me to say
you want me to regale you with all of my, which for you would just be old man problems?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, man. Yeah.
That guy's like, he's like 35.
Yeah. He's talking about picking up kids and stuff.
That's right.
Ew.
Yeah. And that guy's gout's acting up over there.
Talk about ruining your meal.
Yeah. Golly.
But obviously somewhere, somehow in the universe of servers.
Uh-huh.
They did some study that said the opening phrase should be, your name, I'll be taking care of you.
Uh-huh.
Again, as you said.
But now it's cliched.
Well, it is.
The last time, I cannot for the life of me remember where I was, but we were at a restaurant not that long ago, and somebody said, I'm so-and-so, I'll be your server this evening. And I looked at them and I said, thank you for being honest.
Yeah.
And then, of course, then I get looked at like, huh?
Hello?
Okay, have a nice day, or how is your day? These things bug y'all? Really?
Well, no, they don't bug us.
Come on, really, guys?
No.
They ask me.
They're disingenuous.
Oh, he hangs up? Really? That's what bugs me. You're going to call us out and then you hang up? Come on, man, let's go.
Have a discussion with us about it.
Yeah, and have a nice day.
Yeah.
Obviously not doing all right today.
Because I like talking to a server. If they will do that, I mean, it's hard work. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I enjoy
work.
Just the whole thing about how's your day going is transparent.
Yeah. Well, I enjoy if it's not busy and they're nice and they seem like they want to talk, especially in this town. You know, I like to talk about, you know, what they're doing, their education. You know, are you in school? What's your major? You know, that kind of stuff. And, you know, what do you want to do other than wait tables all your life? Because, you know, normally you get some interesting stories there.
That's why we go someplace on Sunday afternoons. Uh-huh. I usually also go to family-owned places.
Right.
I think you get different help at family-owned places quite often. Yeah. All right, so there's state legislators in every state who are characters. I mean, without a doubt, heaven knows Texas has more than their share. But today we're going to look at Montana, up there in the big sky country. There are victims of drunken driving, and according to one Montana legislator, the victims are the drunken driving laws. Enter now State Representative Alan Hale.
Representative Hale.
Mr. Chairman, I have to rise in opposition to this, along with all of the other DUI laws. These DUI laws are not doing our small businesses in our state any good at all. They're destroying them. They're destroying a way of life that has been in Montana for years and years. These taverns and bars in these smaller communities connect people together. They're the center of the communities. And I'll guarantee you, there's only two ways to get there. Either you hitchhike or you drive. And I promise you that they're not going to hitchhike. Thank you.
The taverns connect the town.
And they're not going to hitchhike?
Oh, by the way, he runs a bar.
Oh, that explains it.
Yeah, the victims of the DUI law are the small mom-and-pop bars in Montana. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you playing. All right, if you find yourself not getting enough bacon every day...
Well, and who doesn't?
Yeah. You need Baconair. It's like Nicorette for bacon addicts.
Really?
It is a small inhaler.
No. No.
Of bacon-flavored air... So you can get your bacon fix without those nasty side effects like cholesterol and heart attacks and having to clean the grease off the microwave or the frying pan. And also...
Or the microphone.
Yeah. Oh, Oh, do you drape it over the microphone? And also, like Nicorette, it can be simply used at times to make it more easy than if you maybe smoke. Take a hit of bacon instead of smoking. How's that?
A hit of bacon.
A hit? Yeah.
I'm sorry, officer. Sorry, I was distracted. I was taking a hit while I was.
You lay it on the table and just sniff down it?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Get the razor blade and chop it up.
Yeah. We act like we're talking way too much about it.
7:23, an unidentified student at a high school in Lee Acres, Florida, wore a T-shirt to class that apparently frightened school officials. Nanny State. The boy said that he found the shirt fun, liked the humor and the message. School officials did not find it funny. They called the sheriff. The shirt said, "A friend will help you move. A real friend will help you move a body." I mean, how long have we been hearing that one? Been around for a while. But apparently they called the sheriff. They came and had a talk with the young man.
Really?
Yeah. Really. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's it.
I mean,
he wrote in his report, "At this time, there is no immediate threat to anyone. The boy has returned to class."
How do you keep a straight face if you're the officer at that point?
Don't know. Don't know. Could figure they probably need to be doing something else. But there you go. Lee Acres, Florida, 7:24.